I'm sitting at the store this morning, Monday, waiting for customers and thinking about yesterday morning. I really had not planned for it to happen. I was pretending to be asleep when Bobby first crawled in bed. He went to sleep for a while, but later I felt him pawing me. I didn't respond, and then he asked me if I loved him. And the answer just came out unplanned, and like I couldn't keep it inside any longer. I said, "No, I don't, and I want a divorce." Then came the big yelling, screaming match, ending with Bobby stomping out, slamming the door behind him. Oh, and then he comes back, opens the door, and says, "Oh, yes, happy Mother's Day." The phone rings. I pick it up. It's my brother, Charles. He says, "Bobby is here, and he told me what's going on. Why don't you come down here and let's all talk about it?" Just what I need. If anyone could talk me out of this, it would be Charles. And I can't let him. I'd be afraid to let Bobby come back. He'd be so mad, he'd be getting even. I say, "No, I don't want to be talked out of this. I've made up my mind, and I've got to do it. You don't know how it is." He says, "I know that Bobby is miserable. This is tearing him apart. He's willing to do anything. He really loves you." "I don't think so," I say. "I think his pride is just hurt and he's putting on a show for your benefit." Charles says, "That was no show that I saw. That was a man in pain." "I can't come down there," I tell him. "It's no use. I can't let you change my mind." "Okay," he says, "but you are making the biggest mistake of your life." With that, he hangs up, with some force, I might add. I get up and straighten some albums. Still no customers. I'm glad. I feel more determined than ever to go ahead and file for divorce. I am strangely numb, like the walking dead. Just like going through the motions. Right now, I can't even cry. I've been a crier all my life, and now I can't cry. I remember when I was a kid, I was always trying my best to keep from crying. Always on the verge, my eyes burning, my ears ringing, my throat tight, scared to say anything or I'd cry. Then my brother or somebody would notice and start calling me crybaby, and that would start the flood. Then Daddy would yell at me that I better shut up or he'd give me something to cry about. I don't remember anyone ever trying to find out why I was crying. They just figured it was for no reason. And with them, it was definitely not okay to cry. I still have to tell my children. How am I going to do that? How will I make them understand? They thought he was just gone yesterday. They don't realize that their lives are just about to change forever. How can I do this? I don't know, but I have to. I wait till Kenny comes home from school, and I call them both to my side. Feeling such a constriction in my throat, I don't know if I can even say the words I have to say. I'm looking in their faces and dreading the pain that I know I'll soon see there. They look like such innocent, precious angels, and I'm about to crush their whole world. I take hold of Kenny's hand and get Kathy up on my lap. Before I've begun, Kenny says, "Mama, where's Daddy? When's Daddy gonna be back?" I say, "That's what I gotta talk to you about. I want you to listen real close. It's very important."